get that momentum back.
There's two episodes out there. Oh, that's disgusting. What did we lose? How did they lose it? This is a question for after recording. Is that fair, Mohit?
Yes.
Is that fair? Okay, we're going to fix that. But right now, it's the news you can't lose with the Loser Leaves Wrestling crew. That's it. This is the show. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
Mohit Jaswal.
Mohit Jaswal, how are you doing, bud? You feeling better? You warming up?
I'm warming up. I'm good. I took a shower for the first time in a week today, and got shaved my face, and things are feeling normal again. So yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you back. I know none of our listeners know this, but I said on this past AEW Who's and What's that Mohit was in the terrible Texas storm that just happened, and I was so nice about it. I was so sweet about it, but no one knows about it because it didn't upload, Mohit. This is
okay.
What happens.
It's okay, but it's good that you got to let the people know now. That's what happened. We didn't miss an episode. We had it. We were consistent.
Oh, I'm gonna upload those. They're still gonna be available. I'm just very upset at the circumstances. That's why, you sweet listeners. Bless all of you for supporting us. Thank you all so much. Follow us at Loser Leaves Wrestling on Instagram. Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube for all our great videos. We have so many great videos that Mo's painstakingly worked upon. Wow, what a time to be alive.
Yeah. What was your thoughts on Dynamite? Do you have any? What are your big things? I saw the big crazy ending, the big announcement.
I loved it, Mohit. I thought this was a very good the AEW.
I watched. I caught up a little bit. I wasn't. I had a lot of other things on my mind this week. But sure. Yeah, I saw exploding barbed wire death match. That's just fun to say.
That's cool. That's real fun to say. The biggest takeaway I had is Sting getting powerbombed.
Yeah, that was crazy. I didn't expect that. He looked in a lot of pain.
He looked so good. He looked like he was in a considerable amount of pain. I'm loving that. I'm loving a lot of stuff. I was really pleased with this past one, but nobody knows it, and nobody ever will, Mohit, because I let the fans down, and they're never going to forgive me unless I give them one hell of a news program today. Mohit, we have to really nail this one down. Let's start it off big. Let's start off hot. Christian wants to team with Edge again, Mohit. Christian's back from long time thought retirement quality injury, with his brain. But now he's back. He came back at the Royal Rumble. He wants to tag with Edge again. What are your feelings on that, Mohit?
That's real fun. I mean, didn't they have like a little spot in the Royal Rumble? Didn't they like look at each other and like nod or did they something? That's fun. I'd enjoy that. I mean, how much longer can either of those guys go? So it'll be exciting. They got to do a run, Red. They got to do the concerto. They got to do it.
Oh, that's so good. That's such a great idea. And them coming back, maybe at WrestleMania, they come back. Or he does something to help him out. They have a run as tag, and then they turn on each other. Christian turns on him again, just being like, listen, I never got my moment in the sun. And you've always had yours. Even your return, mine was overshadowed. Like, I wanted to come back, and it's just, Christian's in the Rumble. You know? And
that's true. Yeah, I didn't actually care that much when I saw him. I was like, oh, that's cool. I mean, but yeah, it wasn't like Edge coming back. Edge was a big deal. Sure. I mean, he had the fans too, but still, like... That is funny to think about. He's never gotten his due.
And I think that would be a cool idea to have the two old guys face off against. And they both could go. Like, they showed it in the Rumble. They both still have the energy to put on a quality match. And, yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm feeling good about it. Mohit, moving on. We've got a new Lars Sullivan in town. And his name is Sammy Guevara.
I was like, oh God, who is it? His brother? What's happening now?
No, okay, it's Sammy Guevara is the new Loser Lose Wrestling's Lars Sullivan. Because Lars Sullivan's gone. He's off to do bare knuckle boxing or something. I don't know. But Sammy Guevara, he was pulled off Impact this week, Mohit. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, he's not Lars Sullivan. What are you talking about?
Appearances on our news forum.
Because he's very, very different.
He's just in different things, but like also problematic things. His Sasha Banks comments, his trying to change the artistic direction of his being used on another promotion. Essentially, let me just give the backstory before we move forward. Impact, they're working with AEW and vice versa, sending people back and forth, as we all know. Guevara was supposed to be going there to be a part of this big tag match with Willie Mack and someone else. And then he's just like, oh, why don't we make it a singles match? Why don't I have a single? They thought at first he wanted to win the X Division title, but that's not the case. He wanted a singles. And they were like, no, we gave you this opportunity. Why are you trying to challenge us? And they immediately had him go home. And now there's some weird blood with AEW and Impact.
Wait, so I read that it was because he thought he wanted to win the title and then have the single. He never loses the title and goes back to AEW. Something like that. Is that not true?
That was found to be hearsay. What he was suggesting was he didn't want to be in a triple threat, a six-man tag. He was like, why aren't I in a singles match? If I'm going to be going here, why aren't I in a singles? And this angle was already worked out by Don Callis and Jericho with Impact. And apparently they rubbed them the wrong way. And they are a little bit upset, apparently. I heard earlier in the week that there was no bad blood, but apparently there is a little bit, because they feel weird that an AEW star came to Impact, and it may have happened another time as well, they didn't indicate, but try to change his direction, change his creative upon arrival. Mm-hmm. And this may have happened before as well. So,
I wonder, who else do you think? It hasn't been a lot so far, yeah, private
It hasn't been a lot. It hasn't been a lot, but I wonder who it is. You said Matt Hardy was there?
Private Party, yeah.
Private Party. Yeah. Maybe Private Party. Oh my god, if fucking Isaiah Cassidy tried to do something like that, I'd fire him. I'd fire him. Yeah. So Sammy Guevara, you literally the mascot of the News You Can't Lose right now. Is that fair to say?
He's getting in here a lot. Yeah, yeah. Him or Marty Jannetty, I guess, is the two.
Marty Jannetty's been a little quiet. Marty Jannetty's been a little quiet for the past few months. Okay, so there's the three. Lars Sullivan, Sammy Guevara, and Marty Jannetty.
What a team. Yeah, what a despicable team.
Generation upon generation. Beautiful. Moving on. We talked a little bit about this last week. If you heard it, it was our last episode, apparently. But Little Bow Wow's trying to get into the wrestling biz, and guess who's training a mullet? Get one guess.
Regal.
Oh, man, you have the similar sounding word. He's a WWE Hall of Famer.
Sergeant Slaughter?
You said Regal and it's Rikishi.
Oh.
Rikishi. When you came out with an R sound, I was just like, oh no. Wow, you're so close.
Wow. That's Rikishi.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
I don't know, but Bow Wow is 34 years old, Moet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
he's been in showbiz for a while. What does that mean?
What that means, though? We've got a chance. 34
years
old.
Oh, you and I have a chance.
Oh, we're going to get into the biz. Rikishi will train us.
We've always had a chance. DDP was like 40 or something.
35.
35. Yeah, we got a couple years until all of our dreams are shattered.
My bones are already feeling the earth and the gravity more. It's weird.
Oh, my God. I went to on the first day of the snowstorm, I realized that we didn't have any candles or batteries. So when we were out of power, I walked a mile to the only gas station open, and it was just filled with college kids, and I just remember just feeling so old. The generation gap, I'm just like, I need batteries, I need hand warmers, and they're just buying like lunch meat
and
wine
funnels.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are you stupid kids doing? We're gonna die out here.
There's no nutrients in any of that, you idiots.
Yeah
Where's your calcium?
They were having so much fun, these icy roads. I'm like, you guys come on. It was insane. I hate college.
You don't have a kid. I have Atticus at home.
Yeah, I got a cat.
Kid. It's your kid. Moving on. We got more stuff to cover. More stuff. WWE to find talents if they mention third parties in posts. So they are no longer allowed to mention companies or sponsors or anything that could be a trademark or copyright. They can't say, man, I love Duracell batteries. Even if they're not getting paid for it, they can't say it anymore.
That's pretty awful.
Because they own their likeness, Moet. They own it.
Yeah.
Those independent contractors, right?
It's weird. Yeah, well, that's just going to keep making a divide between WWE and everyone else. Like, is it worth staying there? I saw Zack Ryder. Is he in your news?
Oh, no.
He's fine. Okay. But he just mentioned he's making way more money than his contract just based off of his podcast right now.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
He's allowed to do that and everything, so... you go to WWE, you get yourself in a mainstream spotlight, you leave it eventually and then start a podcast or whatever the hell you want to do. And then you'll make way more money.
And whatever you do, try to own your name. Try to have your real name be your character. Try to somehow squeeze it in there or use a name that you used prior, because they own too much. Even when you're gone, they're still going to own the ability to put you in video games and talk about you on their website and show things of you in WWE.com. At least own something. Get some equity.
Get some good equity. Good point. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I hope all the future wrestlers out there, they're all listening to us. We're like the... Did you know, Mo, we were recently ranked the home for independent wrestlers to get their wrestling news.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I read that too. You heard that. Yeah, Meltzer was talking about it. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it. Moving on. JR accidentally calls Kenny Omega the WDB champion on Dynamite.
Why is this news, Fred? Why did you put this here? How much are we going to talk about that? What do you want? It interests you? All right. Where do we go? Old man yells at cloud. He's just old and dumb.
I lost you with that one, but I'm getting you back with this one. Tessa Blanchard maybe coming to AEW.
No, that's got to be a lie.
She's a part of Impact, or she was a part of Impact. Her contract status is up in the air. Why is that bad?
She's notoriously horrible, racist and sexist against the other, like putting down all the women, getting into horrible fights, and just being a generally terrible person, dropping the Impact title, so they had to just, fire her and strip her of it and give it to somebody else. She ruined a lot of potentially great things as being the first women's heavyweight champion in Impact. That could have been a huge deal for all of wrestling, and then she fucks it up immediately. She's lost all goodwill for me, Mr. Red.
Well, I did not know all that, so I'm going to squiggle this one off. I was gonna be very excited about Tessa Blanchard being with her father. That's what I was excited about, Moet. But I guess that's too bad for you to understand, right? You don't like a racist Tessa Blanchard to be reunited with her probably racist dad.
Yeah, no. He looks racist. Maybe he's a nice man.
Maybe he's a nice guy. No, he can't be racist.
If you don't look racist, just don't have that look.
He looks a little racist. That's the issue. And he does act a little racist.
He does. Like, he kind of has that look.
I'm just waiting for him to say one little slur. I'm just waiting for it to slip it out of his little mouth. Moving on. Conan, hospitalized due to his kidney issues. Are you familiar with Conan's kidney issues in the past?
Though it's recurring.
Oh, yeah. In 2007, he had a kidney transplant. A kidney transplant. He was doing so poorly, and he's been okay since, but he got COVID and then he got this kidney issues. He's out of the hospital now, but since he's out, Moet, what's your favorite Conan thing? Do you have a favorite? Do you have any Conan thing?
No. Do you? Tell me. Yeah. Help me remember. Help me. Cause he had a nice beard. He wore a bandana, I believe. Yeah. That's all I remember is what he looked like.
He was murdered by Mil Muertes.
Wait, what? Oh, and Lucha Underground?
Muertes murdered Prince Puma's manager, which was Conan.
What? Oh, wait, maybe I do have good memories of him.
He fed off his body. He fed off his life. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Man, I forgot about that. I just have a hard time caring about Conan. I don't want him to get COVID or anything, but
you know. I don't know if I like him as a person, but I definitely don't hate him as that character that one time before he died. That was his best run. One season. Moving on. Moet, this is something I'm very excited about. The Alpha Club. Alpha Club, it's just Chad Gable and Otis.
Oh.
They turned heel.
Otis.
And Chad Gable are heel.
How is that possible?
And it looks pretty good.
How is Otis a heel?
They realized that they're training together and they're getting better endurance and they're learning to be better. They're like, oh, we could just be better if we don't. We're evil. There's a great promo that Chad Gable does with Otis, and I feel like this is the start of something with Chad Gable.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
It's exciting.
Because he's incredible. Otis is a very fun character.
He's for his size, he's very mobile.
The caterpillar, it's amazing.
I don't want to take away, he's not the best wrestler in the world, but for his size, he's a very interesting wrestler, and he puts on different types of matches, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also there are different ways to be being a good wrestler doesn't necessarily mean mat wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be a great character based wrestler, mm-hmm. you know, and that can get you over. And I think that's where Otis is.
And he is a good mat wrestler too. I think he won some championships in college.
Oh, nice.
But in the last piece of what do you got? What do you use it? God.
Oh God, no. Go on. I was going to say God, he looks. I said God, because he just looks so weird, and I love it. I love how weird he looks. God, yeah, he just so much, so many strange things, and I don't know how to say that, but I absolutely love it. You know, I don't mean it in a bad way, but it totally is a bad thing.
He literally looks like a muscular egg. You know, he looks like a
thank
hunky
you.
Egg.
You see it too. You see the egg. Yeah, the hairy egg. It's great.
Last piece of news for the day. Our dear friend, big fan of the show, Paige. Paige, she is going to be, she's thinking of coming out of retirement. She thinks that her neck injury is enough where, it's healthy enough where she's able to make a comeback. And I am all for it, Moa. What about you?
That's pretty exciting. She had a lot of bad things happen to her. It's real unfortunate. So,
it is.
I would like to see that happen. Maybe another run.
Yeah. Another run.
Didn't Hell care yeah. too much about her, I guess, but I just feel so bad for her. She just had so many terrible things happen in her life in a very quick period, you know. So, so I don't know. It'd be
She deserves better.
She's young too. She's very young.
She's young and she's a cool character. She's a cool character, a good talker. Yeah, she was taken from us too soon. Hopefully, that she could come back and have a good run as almost a female Shawn Michaels, a lighter schedule, you know? Maybe not Shawn Michaels isn't the best, but a Goldberg or a Taker, where they use her sporadically, you know, where she comes back, tries to have a big program, or how they used to use Jericho, where he'd come back for 6 months and leave, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I think that'd be good for her, where she doesn't over-injure. We don't want her to injure herself again, you know?
Yeah, gotta be careful. Yeah, but that'd be great, yeah.
But that's the end of the news. But don't you worry, we've got some mailbag.
Oh,
Mowat.
Oh boy, here we go, opening it up.
Okay.
Opening it up. Are you ready, Red?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Are you ready? We got three of them.
Oh, hell yeah. Pretty consistent.
Mario from Tuscaloosa. Oh boy, what a fun name.
Tuscaloosa.
Mario.
Mario. I say Mario.
Yeah, I just realized.
I've always said Mario.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's wrong. Do you like Iron Man matches? If so, who would you want? Who would you want the next one to feature?
Do you like Iron Man matches, Mo?
I love Iron Man matches if they're done right.
What done. Iron Man match do you want right now? If you were to pick two wrestlers to go at it right now, what would you pick? Who'd you pick?
From anywhere? AEW? Oh,
combined.
Oh,
anywhere.
Oh,
combined.
Kenny Omega and Ibushi.
Mm.
That's how they finish off this crazy, crazy thing they've been doing for a decade now. This storyline.
Sure.
Somehow they hate each other. They got to. I don't know. Maybe I just think because they'd be great at it. You know,
oh,
they
would
put
fair.
On a great show.
I. They. Think that...
Oh, what about you? Yeah.
No. Continue.
Oh, I was just gonna complain about the last Iron Man match I saw. It was on NXT. It was four wrestlers in an Iron Man match.
Yes.
I forgot who it was.
I remember that.
Kyle O'Reilly, I think, was in it. Johnny Gargano.
Pete Dunne.
Someone else. Maybe it was Adam Cole. Maybe it wasn't Kyle O'Reilly.
It was a year or two ago.
Oh, Finn Balor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they did a thing. It's fine. So the first one I ever saw was Bret versus Shawn. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was the first one ever, but...
That's the first one called an Iron Man match.
Oh, okay,
there
sure.
There are hour-long matches before, but they weren't called Iron Mans.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so they did that thing where, it's one and one, and, you know, somehow they both get, they get even, and then either one person wins at the very end, or, you know, there's a sudden draw or something, you know, and that's fine. But then they did that same scenario with four different wrestlers. They all got one win each, or whatever. Maybe it was two wins each or something. And it just, like, I don't know. It's just such a boring trope. You know, it's like the whole thing of, like, a pull-apart brawl. Like, they, you know, they hate each other so much. AEW did it, like, every week for a period. And then, one, you know, then everybody runs out and pulls them apart. And then they all run back and hit him. It's just, it's really strange how they just continue to do the same things over and over again and not catch that.
Yeah.
So,
no, I think they catch it. They're just like, oh, it worked before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they think it could work again.
But I like them. They're fun. A lot of good. A lot of good drama. What's yours? Sorry.
I would pick Keith Lee and Cody Rhodes.
Ooh, I didn't expect that.
Because I want Cody Rhodes knows how to put on a good story, and I don't want, like, I'm nervous about putting other people into it. I know he'd keep it in a pace that was built up, and I think Keith Rhodes has the energy and the enthusiasm and the ability to go all the way out, and they'd have a different type of Iron Man. I haven't seen before.
You're right, yeah. Because, yeah, Keith Lee can do it.
Yeah, because I could see Ibushi and Kenny Omega going an hour. You know, I've seen it a few times.
That's actually true, yeah.
You know, like, and I would love to see Keith go an hour against someone like Cody, who could make sure he lasts the entire hour, you know?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, but I was just thinking about, like, storytelling, where that would go. But those two, that's very unique. Oh, what an exciting question, Red.
What a great question from Mario in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mario. So next one is Babs from Austin. Do you have any advice for someone who's dating a wrestling fan?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
That's very weird. It's Babs.
Give them a little time to let them show you wrestling, but don't take too much. To the people dating a wrestling fan, if they want to show you a match, watch one match, but make sure you draw the line at one match at a time. Yeah. Then anytime you go over showing them one or two matches, unless it's a pay-per-view where they have to be stuck with it. But if you're like, oh, I have to show you this match, try and show one, make sure they don't show you more than one match, because it will burn you out.
Same like YouTube. You have like YouTube parties. You get stuck. You get stuck just watching YouTube videos. I did that to my poor partner Barb from Austin. Barb?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Not just wrestling, but SNL clips, Chris Farley clips. We started watching Beverly Hills Ninja, and I was laughing so hard, and she was like, oh, this is just like his SNL stuff. And she was like, what? Like, ah! And then I just stopped it within 2 minutes of watching the movie. We were all settled in and just watched like 8 SNL clips. For me, really. Sure. So don't do that. Don't just do that. Hog and watch all the best matches or whatever.
So, Babs, what we're trying to say is put a stop to it. You have to put your foot down and stop the madness from continuing.
Wow. I agree. All right, next one. You ready to move on? Last one. Rory from Chicago. I had a hard time saying Rory. That. I really.
You said it like Paul Shorewood. Rory.
Rory. Yeah, I think it's Rory, R-O-R-I-E, from Chicago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you own an iron or a steam cleaner? I don't own either, and I don't care about wrinkles. That's the entire question.
Interesting question, Rory. Mohit, do you want to take this one?
I don't, Rory, but I appreciate it. But the thing is, if you don't care about wrinkles, then I guess that does this. My advice doesn't really matter. But the thing is, if you do, all right, listen, Rory, one day you are going to care about wrinkles. You're going to have a job interview. You're going to have a date. You're going to just want to look nice, you know, and you're going to feel the wrinkles on you. So one thing you can do when you're taking a shower, put that shirt in the bathroom. Let that moisture work its magic on your shirt and on those pesky wrinkles. That's my thought, Rory.
That's some sound advice. Personally, I don't care about wrinkles, so I side with Rory on this. But that being said, that's some good advice. Put your shirts in the shower with you. Excellent. Excellent job, Moe. Excellent mailbag. What a great responses from the mailbag. Great questions. Make sure to send us more of these delicious questions at loserleavespod@gmail.com. loserleavespod@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our cool-ass videos on YouTube at Loser Leaves Wrestling. And make sure to follow and like and review all our stuff. Thank you all so much. But this has been the News You Can't Lose. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Mohit Jaswal.
And Mohit Jaswal, if you were any type of haircut, what would you be?
I would be like, I don't go flashy. That's the thing. I'm not a flashy person. So it'd have to be sort of, a clean cut with maybe some edges in, you know, like maybe some cool, like
some fades.
Yeah. Maybe like that. Some fades, cause I want to party every now and then. I want to show off that side. So something that I can kind of hide, but like, hey, if you get to know me, I drink like 8 shots of whiskey a night. So that's who I am.
Thank you all so much for watching. This has been The Loser You Can't Lose. Bye bye, everyone.
Bye.
I can't wait to isolate back. I like to touch you.